This is the 2019 NMBA submission cut for Russ Black. All excerpts taken from one day's broadcast.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Huh? It's Friday, which means it's
party time.
Party time.
Good things come to those who wait.
Who talks like that?
Seriously, who talks like that?
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
It's showtime, baby.
It's showtime for your ride on a Friday, and I've got a big show planned. I've got two different games we're going to be playing today. I'm going to give you a chance to go to Mexico or the Grand Canyon. I've got details on our next upcoming contest, which is going to be just so much fun. I got breaking headlines, some very good weather news. This day in history, your BBQs, a lot of stuff going on. It's all built around your country. It's a Friday. Your ride has begun. Exile. Mel McDaniel, Tim McGraw in your first set. I'm so glad you've made the switch. You're going to spend the afternoon right here. Your country, W105. You're on your ride. Now they say grown men don't cry. You ought to see me at a party when somebody puts on rap music. I have to leave. It's your country, W105, Randy Travis.
I'm still over you.
Mr. Randy Travis closing out a half-hour commercial-free country. It's all your favorites. That's why we're playing them on W105. 18 minutes past the hour on your Friday. Coming up, Ron Roberts is going to tell you about your weekend weather. It's going to be nice. Go plan some outings. That's all the details I'll give you. And thanks to Ron for being here. Tomorrow, we can celebrate World Meteorological Day. Day to celebrate our meteorologists and their craft. Celebrations will go on, weather permitting. Also, today is National Goof Off Day, or as federal employees call it, Friday. National Goof Off Day was actually created by a disc jockey, William D. Chase, created back years ago. His daughter was 10 at the time, was listening to him speaking on a radio station, encouraging people to call in with ideas, and she disguised her voice and called it Goof Off Day, and, well, it's been celebrated ever since. And this week is solidarity with people struggling against racism and racial discrimination. And everyone is invited to participate. And also on this date, 1994, cartoonist Walter Lintz died. Following Lintz's death, his main character was Woody Woodpecker. And following his death, Woody found a new career as a mascot for Viagra. And also happy birthday today to Rick Ocasek of the Cars. One of my favorite artists. I don't want to say he's getting old, but he's got a new band called the Antique Cars. Okay, that's all I've got about March 22nd, except that you're listening for me to play that road trip sound or give you a chance to go to Mexico and lounge on the beach for 3 days with accommodations. Maybe the Grand Canyon with tickets and accommodation. Prize package includes tire credit from Lovington Tire. We thank them for coming along for this. And, well, maybe some other goodies from W105 and Tate Branch, bringing you your road trip. Today's the last day to register. I'm going to be doubling up and taking two callers sometime this hour when I play the sounder. Just keep listening. Ron's got your weather, and then Alan Jackson kicks off the next set of your country. You're on your own.
Indeed.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
And now, back to Russ Black, making your ride home better. The Ride with Russ on W105, powered by Carlsbad Chevy.
I just want to climb into a hole to nut deals, you know.
Do you remember this song? Three Dog Night in Shambhala. Well, this song was written by a very young man by the name of B.J. Stevenson. Years later, B.J. Stevenson became friends with Daniel Moore. Daniel Moore was one of the musicians and songwriters that worked with Brooks and Dunn. And listen to the song. Listen to the rhythm of the song. Shortly before B.J. Stevenson's death, him and Daniel Moore got together Well, Daniel wanted something that would be guaranteed to top the charts and set off Brooks and Dunn, the hottest up-and-coming act back in the early 90s. Well, right around 1996, they got together and BJ said, well, I'll tell you what. There's a twist on one of my old songs that I own. Why don't we rewrite that? And BJ took this song, and in about 2 hours, they rewrote the lyrics, rewrote the rhythm just slightly, and took this song and turned it into this song. You listen to them side by side, you'll realize just how much alike they are.
I'm a reader.
Southeast New Mexico weather.
Well, overnight, it's going to be actually quite nice. We go into a beautiful weekend. Temperatures in the Lovington, Hobbs, Carlsbad area, lows tonight in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Look for a few clouds to be in the sky tomorrow, but high temperature right around 72 degrees in the Hobbs-Lovington area, 76 in Carlsbad. You're looking for 72 in Rio Doso. Overnight in the mountains, 35 degrees, clear skies. Look for sunny skies and warmer temperatures tomorrow, right around 58 degrees in Rio Doso. And we've got a warm, sunny week to start our spring ahead of most of the area. For a full 5-day weather outlook, go to W105radio.com. The Desert Rose Band, sure, Katrin, W105, 20 minutes past the hour. I've got Ron Roberts coming up, going to tell you about a great weekend of weather ahead of you, and it's time to learn something on your ride on your Friday.
And now it's time for
Five Random.
And your Five Random Facts brought to you by Marker Services, the leader in air conditioning services and heating services in our area. Your trained comfort specialists, people we depend on here at the studio, at our transmitter site, and who I use in my home to guarantee my family's comfort and safety. It's coming up on those hot summer months. You need to have your system checked before you start running it. Be sure that Freon is up to date, and that way you don't burn out any compressors or cause any damage. It's one of the most important things you can do to your heating and cooling system is get it ready for the season early. And right now they're offering a special on that service at Marker Services. Call and tell them you heard about it on W105 on your ride home with Russ and become part of the Marker Services family. Trust your family's comfort to them. They'll treat you like part of the family. That's why I use Marker Services. Give them a call, 393-7389, 393-7389. It's Marker Services, the comfort you can count on. And I thank them for bringing you your five random facts. Okay, random fact number one. Insect's blood, called hemolymph, contains nutrients and hormones, but doesn't have any red blood cells. So the blood in insects is clear. There you go. And the peak of Mount Everest is 29,000 feet above sea level. People actually try to climb that. And random fact number three, you know, a comet's tail always faces away from the sun. And it's because of the force of solar winds. And those big red ball markers that are on power lines, they're not to keep the wind from whipping the line around. They're actually to warn low-flying aircraft like crop dusters that the power lines are there. And okay, we're coming up not too long from now. We're going to have the G8 Summit. G8 stands for Group of Eight. And it's coming up. The leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, the UK, and the United States of America. That's the Big Eight. That's the G8 Summit. Now you know.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Five random facts with Russ Black.